Yaakov, he lived in the land of Toisavus. Okay, and that is Avuhi. That's the translation for the word Migurei of Avuhi, of his father, Ba'ara Dichnon, in the land of Canaan. The Targum says one word, Toisavus Yeshiva, the land of the dwelling. The word Toisavus comes from the word It means basically the land where his father dwelt. Can you give me one second? My phone is making funny noises. This happens whenever my phone goes dead and I recharge it. It turns on an alarm. I don't know why, but that's what it did. Okay, now we're up to Pasuk. Pasuk days is Ele Toldos Yaakov Yosef. These are the generations of Yaakov. And who are the Toldos of Yaakov? So it says over here, it is Yosef. Okay, let me just send off this picture so we can put it on the screen in a few moments. Let's continue. We'll come back to that soon. Figure this out soon. Okay, let's go further. Let's do a little bit of Rashi. Ele Toldos Yaakov Yosef. These are the Toldos of Yaakov Yosef. Ben Shva Esrei Shoni was 17 years old. He was Royeh. He was a shepherd. Es Echov Batsoni. He was a shepherd with his brothers and with the sheep. Vehu Nar. He was a Nar. Es Bnei Vila. Vies Bnei Zilpa Nishay Aviv. He was a nar. We have to see what that means, with the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, the wives of his father. Vayavei Yosef es dibosamra el avihem. And Yosef, here's where all the trouble starts. All the trouble starts here in this pasuk, yet when he comes and he brings an evil report to his father. All right, now it's time to put this on the screen. It'll be much easier for all of us, at least for me, if I put this on the screen. Please give me half a moment to get this on the screen. Should not take long to get this on the screen. Here we go. Second, I don't know what. No, it didn't work. Strange. Very strange. Try one more time. All right, now I think I got it. Apologize for the delay. All right, here we go. Okay, now is the Rashi. Let's do the Rashi. Pasuk Beis, long Rashi over here, Rashi says as follows. Eile toldos Yaakov. The Eile shall toldos Yaakov. Here we go. These are the toldos of Yaakov. Eile Yishuvim v'gilgulehem at Shavu l'chlal Yishuv. This is the Yishuvim, their dwelling, v'gilgulehem. V'gilgulehem means all of the events, all of the different events that happened to them, the different travels, the journeys, ad shaba'u l'chlal yishuv, until they achieved a state of stability, until they settled down in their land. Siba rishayna. Now this is an incredible Rashi. Rashi's words over here is, Rashi used the word called the Siba, the cause. Everything in the history of Klal Yisrael is cause and effect. This word of Rashi speaks volumes. It gives us a perspective to understand Jewish history. This is really the beginning of Jewish history, this parasha. The Torah begins, everything until now was just the establishment of the nation. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Shiftei Ka, the 12 children of Yaakov, the tribes. Here we are. To get here, it took a lot of work to create this nation of the 12 Shevatim and their families, which we have finally achieved. The nation has been established. All 12 Shevatim at this point have been born. The Avos have established a derech for Klal Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have the children, we have the Avos and the Banim, and now is when Jewish history really begins. And that's why Rashi says, Eile Yishuvehem, the dwellings, the Gilgulehem, and the sequence of events. The word Gilgulehem really means the sequence of events, how one thing led into another. One event rolled into another event, Ad Shabo L'Chlal Yishuv, until they reached a state of settlement. Until they reached a point in time when you can say about Klal Yisrael, they have been established in this world. And Jewish history involves a Siba, a cause and effect. Siba Rishayna, the very first cause of our Yishuv, our Gilgulehem, Ad Shabo L'Chlal Yishuv, the cycle, was Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shon. He was 17 years old. And Al Yidei Zeh, Nisgalgalu v'yodulu Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Ka, went down to Egypt. V'zehu achar Yishuv, period. Rashi says, this is Azehu, what I've just told you now, achar Yishuv, Peshuta Shal Mikra. This is the simple reading of the Pasuk, Lios Dover Dover Al Ofnov. Everything should be put in its place. Every part of the Pasuk, every event, has to be put in its proper location. Medrash Agada Doresh. Now Rashi is going off on a tangent. The Medrash Agada Doresh. Tolak Asif told us Yaakov Yosef. The pasuk here connects the generation of Yaakov Yosef. Mimnesh Kama Dvarim. Achas Shekol Atzma Shel Yaakov Lo Ovad Ela. It's a love and Ela Berachah. This is a very fascinating thing. Yaakov Avinu, let's make no mistake. The only reason why he went to Lavan was to marry Rachel, not Leah. Leah was given to him as a bonus, but his ikar purpose of being there was for Rachel. Not Billah, not Zilpah. And who did he produce? Who did Rachel produce? Yosef and Binyamin. Primarily Yosef. V'shahoyah, that's number one. Number two. V'shahoyah ziv ikunin shal Yosef doymeloy. This is an interesting expression. I don't know what this means exactly, but it means over here that his image. They looked alike. Yosef had the characteristics of Yaakov. There was a resemblance in their tzura. V'chomash iru, number three, v'chomash iru li Yaakov, iru li Yosef. Everything that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Zen nistam, v'zen nistam. Yaakov was hated by Yosef. Yosef was hated by his brothers. Ze echav mevakesh lahargoy. Yaakov, his brother Yosef, wanted to kill him. V'ze ochiv mevakshim lahargoy. Now, by the way, ze echav, you have to read it with ze echav, his singular brother. V'ze ochiv, his brothers, Loshon Rabbim. There are many similarities. Over here, Rashi over here has given us three examples. Number one, Number one, they were both hated. Number two, their brothers were wanted to kill them. Number three, those two things, fine. So therefore, this is one part of the drasha. Next, the nidrash boy, another drasha. Vayeshev, another drasha. Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva, famous Chazal. Yaakov wanted to live in peace. After he finally had his 12 children, he worked so hard. It's time to retire. It's time to retire. He worked for love for 20 years. Now it's time to retire. Kofatz alav roigzo shel Yosef. Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Tzadikim want to live in this world in peace. Is it not enough what's prepared for you in the next world? What do you think? This world is not a world to have menucha. This world is a world where we struggle. Okay, that is a very long elaboration upon Eile Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is Eile Toldos Yaakov. The word, according to Rashi's first interpretation, what does the word Toldos really mean? Toldos, according to Rashi's first interpretation, does not mean children. This is very, very important to understand this Rashi. Toldos means Yishuvehem V'gilgulehem Atshbo L'chlal Yishuv. It has nothing to do with offspring. The word Toldos means a sequence of events. These are the sequence of events that Yaakov Avinu experienced with his family. The first Siba is Yosef, period. He was the first trouble in this world. Yosef, period. Then we go to Medrash Haggadah, and the Medrash Haggadah, what does the word Toldos mean? Offspring. Biological children. And what's the obvious question? Yaakov had a lot more than one child. Yaakov had 12 children. So why does the pasuk only say that Yaakov had one child? Eilat Toldos Yaakov, Yosef. And Rashi answers, the reason why we call all of the offspring of Yaakov by one child is because this is the one that counts. This is the one that Yaakov Avinu wanted. This is the one that he worked for. He wanted to marry Rachel to have a Yosef. The other children, somehow they just came into being. He did not give them the attention that they deserved. And that is an incredible insight. I told you last year, I remember Friday, is in the story of Bechiras Yosef. It is extremely, extremely difficult to understand how children can come to their father. They can murder, they can make believe that they murdered their child, murder their brother, and then come to their father, take his garment, dip it in blood, and say, "Hakerna, Dad, do you recognize this garment?" They knew what the garment was. They knew the garment was the Kesenas Pasim. How could they talk to their father like that? Even Esav, the pasuk tells us, was not willing to pain his father by murdering Yaakov. It says Beferish in the Torah, "I will wait le'evel avi. I'll wait until my father dies. I don't want to give my father the pain. I don't want him to suffer the tsar of losing a child. So I'll wait until my father dies before I'll go and I'll kill my brother." So can it be that Yaakov's own children, 11 or 10 of his own children, did not have that sensitivity that Esav HaRasha had? How do you understand this? How could you possibly understand the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef? Maybe you could understand that they had such hatred, they sold him, but to go to their father and to dip his Kesenas Pasim in blood and say, "Hakerna, what's going on over here?" So I told you last year, Chiddush, I don't know who said this, and that is, Yaakov Avinu had almost nothing to do with his children. It says the Ferish in the Pasuk, it's the Ferish in the Pasuk. Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, "I worked for you 24/7. I was in the field, in the heat of the day, in the freezing cold winter, I was frostbitten, I suffered a heat stroke, I did everything I could possibly do to be loyal and devoted to you 24 hours." That, if Yaakov Avinu worked for Lavan 24/7, when then did he ever have a moment for his own children to be mechanech them? The answer is he didn't. He had nothing to do with them. He gave birth to them, and they were raised by their mother or by somebody else. He had almost nothing to do with his other children. when you have nothing to do with your children, even children who are in Madrega of the Shiftei Ka, it's not a question that they'll come to their father with the Kesoinis Pasma and dip it in blood and say, Dad, Hakerina, do you recognize whose garment this belongs to? He never knew them. They had no feeling. It's an incredible thing. But that's what comes out. Why not? This pasuk tells us why not. Yaakov Avinu felt he had no responsibility to them. It sounds almost shocking because Eile toldos Yaakov Yosef. There's only one child he had kavana to have, and that was Yosef. He married. He went to Lavan. He saw Rachel. He made it very clear, it is my desire to marry Rachel. Vizehu. Lavan said, okay. Toiv titi oisai loch mititi oisai le'ishacher. That's a word. A word is a word. Lavan said to Yaakov, you could have her. You could have her. Better I should give her to you than give her to someone else. And that means in English, she's yours. You could have her. And then Yaakov didn't suspect that all he wanted to marry Rachel and have a child with her. He was swindled. He got Leah. And this happened and that happened. Eile toldos Yaakov. The Iker toldosayim shel Yaakov was the Medrash Agadah. When it says we're toldos means children. He only had one child that he cared about, Yosef. Why? Number one, this child looked like him. Number one is because he only wanted to marry Rachel, not Leah, not the Shvachis. Number two, he looked like him. And number three, everything that happened to Yosef happened to Yaakov. And there was a disparity between his relationship with Yosef and his relationship with the other children. And that is what was a horrible disaster, which led to this shocking, shocking event, which there's absolutely no explanation, how 11 brothers can go and not just sell their other brother, but to go to their father and say, Hakerna, Hakasainis Vincha Imloi. That's what it says. Okay, Vahu Nar. Now we come over here. Then we come to the other part of Rashi that he wants Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov be'eretz Luguri Ava be'eretz Kanan. That's the second half of the pasuk. Vayeshev Yabikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva. And then what happened? Yosef. All the tzaras of Yosef came upon him. Now we describe Yosef. Now he's a Nar. Show Yosef Masa Narus Misakin B'saroi. Narus. What's the Masa Narus? Misakin B'saroi. Mimashmesh be'enav. He would beautify his eyes. Rashi says there are two things that make a person look beautiful. Hair and eyes. Interesting. Why those two things? I don't know. These are the two things which beautify a person. Es b'nei vila, kilaymar. V'rogel etzel b'nei vila. When he's over here, es means he was rogel, means he was very friendly with b'nei vila. V'shohayu achem b'vazen, his son, v'um b'karvan. Because his brothers, would be mevaza them, and he, Yaakov, he was the underdog. He was the one that looked after the victim. He always felt bad for the victim. As Dibo Samra, called Rasha Oroya Be'achiv B'nei Leah, Hoya Magid Lav. Anything that he would see bad, he would say to his father, Sha'ochlin Evin Achai. You don't have the next Rashi. Let me just read the Rashi on the next page. They would read Evin Achai. What else? Umezalzim B'nei Ashvachas, Lekres Mavadim. They called them slaves. I'm reading the Rashi. And they were suspect on Gilearios. All three of these things that he suspected, he was punished. When he was sold, they slaughtered the Sirizim in order. They slaughtered the Sair. They slaughtered it when they sold him, in order to get the blood, in order to dip the garment, in order to dip the garment into its blood. He was sold as a slave. And as far as speaking
Dibara, he was punished Mida, Kneged Mida. He was suspect Ashes Potifar. Diba some Koloshan Diba, Kamasha Hoya Yachaladabra Bahamura, Hoya Mesaper. When it says here the word Diba some, Rashi learns he was looking to find something evil to say. Diba Lashon Doivev Sifse Yeshenim, murmuring. The word Diba means to murmur, which means the lips are moving a lot. And that's what Rashi before said. He was looking to have a lot what to say. He was looking to find chesroinos in his brothers in order to bring back the report to his father. All right, that's Rashi. Rashi is a massively long Rashi, ton of chidushim. Now we have to see the Targum and see what he says over here. Okay, so the Targum begins back on the page on top. Targum over here says we have a pasuk Elaine Dizar told us Yaakov. Targum, notice, is very vague. Targum is not taking sides. He doesn't want to take sides. According to Rashi, Rashi told us it means one of two things. Either it means the Yishuvehem, the Gilgulehem, or it means offspring. Targum just says the word told us. Doesn't really tell us what he wants, what the pasuk, what the word means. Yaakov. Then it says Yosef. Bar Shiva Esre Shinin. He was 17 years old. Hava. Ro'ei Imachoy. He was a shepherd. Be'ono. Ona means sheep. V'hu Ravei in B'nei Vila. Ravei. Rashi learned of who means he was Merugal. But here it says the word Ravei, which means something different, which we'll see in a moment what it means. Ravei, he would live together in B'nei Vila and in B'nei Zilpa. Neshe Avuhi. The wives of his father. V'aisi Yosef Yos. Tavhoin Bisha. What does that mean? What's a Tavhoin Bisha? We have to see La Avuhu to his father. Okay, let's take a look over here on the side and perish on the side. Side over here says, Im achohi im v'im. Hamilim es shel mikro yeshra mochayra shel im. Chumashakosa for Ibn Ezra el. Fine. He brought them im. Im, he just telling us over here when it says in the Pasuk, let's go back to the Pasuk. Eile told us Yaakov Yezid, Yosef ben Shasre Shana. He was 17 years old. Okay, Hayroya S. Okay, so it says here S. He was a shepherd, S. What does S mean? With. He was a shepherd together with his brothers. Batsoin. Vuhu Nar. He was a Nar. S Bnei's Villa. He was together. He hung out together with Bnei Villa, the S, and with Bnei's Lopan Shaviv. But Yosef S, another S. He brought Diba Samra. So what does it mean over here, this word S? He brought over here Vahava Isa Yos. Over here it doesn't say the word Im. It only said the word Im before. Here the word S means something else. He brought the bad report. Okay, now Rashi, if we go back to Rashi, how did Rashi learn the word S? Rashi says over here he brought doesn't really say. Okay, let's leave that. Let's go to the next part of the Targum. The next part of the Targum says, Rave. Yosef was 17 years old. Hava Roe. I skipped, okay. Roe Emachoy Be'ona. He was a shepherd. Together with his brothers in the sheep. Vilhu Rave. What does it mean, Rave? Lashon Gelida. Gelida. Haya? Gelida means Godel. Okay, he was Godel. The Nimsa Blosh Nakasev Tarbus Anoshim Chatim. You are in an upbringing. An upbringing of evil people. Ki miyoyim hayoyse nar. From the day that he was a nar. Haya imoyim im godlu. Haim godlu. Godlu ke'av. Vehem yishar suhu. This is a pasuk. Umehem yavi hadavar. This is a umehem yavi hadavar. Kolaymar. Let's go further. Omnam achshav lohayinar. Mikol makayim bihi yoisai nar. When he was a nar, haya godel im hashvaches. Uduloike perish Rashi shahaya oisa masenaros. Uduloike chizkunu sheperish shebeoid shahaya nar haya roya es echav. Okay, so we have over here an explosive parish from the Targum. Targum is coming over here to disagree with Rashi. Rashi learns, when it says over here in the Pasuk, that he was, Yosef was 17 years old. Rashi takes the word na'ar as an insult. Rashi is insulting Yosef. V'hu na'ar, he was na'arish. He did ma'ase na'arus. He played with his hair, he beautified his hair. He beautified his eyes. Period. We put a period after the word na'ar. And indeed, that's the Tame HaMikra. The Tame HaMikra says, V'hu na'ar, this is basically the end of the sentence. And then when it says, as B'nei Dvila V'nei Zilpa, that is a new sentence. The Targum disagrees. The Targum learns, V'hu na'ar, from the time when, right now, he's not a na'ar. At this moment in time, Yosef is 17 years old. He is a mature adult. But when he was young, when he was 5 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, 15 years old, when he was a toddler, an infant, an adolescent, when he was a younger person, with whom was he raised? Was he raised with Reuven and Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, the children of Rachel? And then later she had two more children. Was he raised? No, he was not. With Yisachar, who else? That's number five, Yisachar, and who else? And Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and one more was Leah's six children. I forgot the sixth one. Okay. It says no. V'hu na'ar, when he was a child, he was raised with Esbenei Villa of Yesbenei Zilpa and the Shei Aviv. That's how the Targum is learning Shah in the Pasuk. The word Rave means to be raised. Buhu Rave, the word Na'ar means he was raised in Bnei Villa of Bnei Zilpa, Neshevuhi. Not that he did Ma'asen Na'aros. That's the first chiddush we have over here. That's one chiddush we have over here in the Targum. So I read over here, Kloimar, Omnom, right now, Achshav Lo Hayinar. Right now, he was not because he was 17 years old. When he was a Nar, which means when he was 5 years old, Hayogodel, he was raised in Hashvachos. He was raised together with the maid servants. And the quote in the Chizkut is similar. He learns that the word nar is going on the previous part of the pasuk. According to the Chizkuni, he was not raised with the Bnei Bila Bnei Zilpa. He was not raised with those children. But when he was young, he would pasture at work with them. But when they went home, he was not part of their team. Rashi learns none of the above. He did Maisenados. Targum learns the word Nar is going forward. It has nothing to do with Royes Echabatsoin. That's now, when he's an adult. He's an adult, he's 17 years old, he's in the business. They're in the business of sheep. But when he was a Nar, when he was a young man, but when he was a Nar, he was raised. When he was young, he was raised together with them. Okay, that is a very fascinating interpretation of that Targum, and that we derive from what it says. And then it says he brought their father the Dibosamra. What is Dibosamra? Yos Tibhoin Bisholavuhoin. What does that mean? What's the word Tibhoin? Teva Shelohem. Their nature. Minhogom, their custom, Vidarchehem, Inyonom, their custom, their ways, and all of their activities. The nims again, b'loshen hagemara, mi she'eino yodea b'tiv gittin, the person does not know b'tiv gittin v'kiddushin, the nature of a get and a gittin v'kiddushin, lo yehei esek imohem, should not be involved in these matters. Vayotziu dibas ha'aretz, we have an appreciation what it means, the dibas ha'aretz. When the Meraglim came back and they spoke Lashon Hara, what does it mean when Dibas? They came back to report about the nature of the land. if the land, if it has mountains, if it has hills, if it has valleys, what kind of the water sources, the nature, the which includes everything. And that is how he learns over here. The word dibasam ra'ah, it means the nature and a bad nature to their father. Rashi seems to disagree with this. You don't have the Rashi in front of you, but the next page, Rashi says dibasam, it means a lot of talk. A lot of talk, not nature. Again, we read the Rashi on the next page. Rashi says, well, it's on the bottom of this page. Kol ra'ah, shahaya ra'ya be'echav b'nei le'o ha'yi magil aviv, shahaya ochlem eim rechai. And then he goes on to say, diba sam, koloshim diba, kol ma sheyochel ledaber bohem ra'ah, hoya mesaper. Diba leshoin doivev sifse yeshenim. Murmuring. A lot of talk. So we have another fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Unkelus as the translation of the word diba. Diba sam. Does it mean their nature, their midos, their hanhoga, their customs, the ways, the way they think, the way they act, the way they behave, everything was painted in a bad light about their nature. According to Rashi, no. We're not discussing their character. We're discussing the word dibosa means talk. Talk. Murmuring. Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, did a lot of talking. And all of the talking was ra'ah. But we're not describing, the pasuk is not telling us what he said. See, that's the difference. That's the difference between Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi translates the pasuk that Yosef, he did a lot of talking. Talk. And everything that he had to say about his brothers was ra'ah, was evil. Unkelus is deeper. Unkelus is saying, it could very well be he spoke very little. A few words here, a few words there. There is no indication from Unkelus that Yosef spoke a lot. He chose his words. But every word that he said was an expression which captured their midos. Dibosam, the subject of the word dibosam, are the brothers, their character. According to Rashi, the subject of the word dibosam is Yosef. Yosef is a man that's doing a lot of talking. Dibosam. Dibosam, the subject is dibor. Dibor about them. But the subject is Yosef. Yosef is doing the talking. Lots of talking. And all of the words are ra'ah. In Unkelus, no. The subject is not Yosef. It's them. Their character, their nature, their anhogas. All right, so Sacha Kol, what did we learn today? Let us review what we learned today. We learned today over here, the first pasuk, we just learned the Rashi. We learned over here, Machlekes, with two Perushim in Rashi, and the Machlekes in the Rashi, the two Perushim is fundamentally different. According to the first Perush, we're just pushing away Esav. We're not causing them any harm. The second Perush, the juxtaposition between this Parasha and the previous Parasha is to tell us that Yaakov will obliterate them off the face of the earth. And then we learned the next pasuk, Amachleikis, Rashi, what is the next, Toldos. Does Toldos mean, does it mean a sequence of events, or does the word Toldos mean offspring? If it means offspring, it's pretty scary, because then it means the only offspring that was valuable in the eyes of Yaakov was Yosef. Everyone else didn't count. That's what it says. I'm not making this up. But if you learn the first interpretation of Rashi, when it says the word toldos, it doesn't. I'm not talking about children. We're talking about Jewish history. The first story, the first chapter in Jewish history is the story of Yosef, the first Siva. And then we discussed the meaning of the word na'ar. Does na'ar mean that he did maisenados? He played with his eyes and hear? Or does the word na'ar mean that when Yosef was a na'ar, when he was a child, a toddler, who did he grow up in? With the brothers that were the brothers from the Shvachos, b'nei Bila, b'nei Zilpa. And according to Targum,
That is the Targum verse Rashi, the Maisenaris. And then the last machlokes between Targum and Rashi is the word dibosam. Is the subject their personality, their nature, their anhogos, their minhagim, their inyanim, or is the word dibosam the subject going on Yosef that he did a lot of talking that was wrong? All right, hopefully we learned something here tonight. I certainly did. All these things are new to me. Thank you very much for learning with me. Have a wonderful night.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.
So how is Tamari doing?
We heard the shiur in the morning until like 11:30, then we had a drive. She went out, you know, they put her down. They always have to use the anesthesia on her. But her system is so strong that within 10 minutes she's out. She was running around the recovery room. She wanted to leave. But the paperwork was not ready. Everything is computerized. But someone didn't enter the paperwork. So we had to wait around an hour and a half, and she was getting itchy. She was ready to run.
Aye, aye.
But Baruch Hashem, we'll see the results. I'm making a survey. You think she should get vaccinated?
I'm not a doctor. What do I know? What do I know? You saw some of this stuff. There's a lot of scary stuff about this. A lot of people are already screaming.
Tomorrow, I think they're starting in England. The Queen of England and her husband, 99 years old, they're going to take.
They have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. Okay, it's
just a life.
The truth is, it's very unlikely. From what I'm reading, is that females who are of childbearing age will take this vaccine in the entire country. There's no female in her right mind. They already say that that this vaccine, they already claim that it can cause fertility issues. So any woman that's probably under the age of 40 is not going to cholm zoch to take this vaccine. Men, you'll get men probably, some will, some won't. So who's going to take it? Seniors. Seniors who are very scared are going to take it. That is not enough. You'll end up having 20% of the population will be taking it, and the 20% of the population will be taking the people who don't walk out of their house anyway. It's not going to be able to stop the spread. It's not going to make any difference in the mortality rate. The whole thing is going to be drum the tail. The whole goal over here is to get society back to Reagan, get the country back on its feet. You need to have at least 50% of the country take it. Of young people take it to get the country going, and they're not taking it. So what's this going to accomplish, this whole thing?